Hello, this is Ellis Prince, the pastor of the Gallery Church of Baltimore. I want to thank you for joining our podcast today. I hope this teaching inspires you and gives you courage to pursue Jesus Christ. I hope that this is just the beginning of a conversation between you and Jesus. If we can help you in any way, please feel free to reach out. Now let's get back to the podcast.
I'll be reading the Old Testament, and that will be coming from Exodus chapter 36, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 7. And so that is Exodus chapter 36, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 7. So Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded. Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given the ability and who was willing to come and do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continued to bring freewill offerings morning after morning. So all the skilled workers who were doing all the work on the sanctuary left what they were doing and said to Moses, "The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work the Lord commanded to be done." Then Moses gave an order, and they sent his word throughout the camp. No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary. And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they had already was more than enough to do all the work.
And I'll be reading from the New Testament. Thank you, Andre, for reading the hard names. And I will be reading from Acts 4, 32 through 35. All the believers were united in heart and mind. They felt they were owned. They felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring money to the apostles to give to those in need. The word of the Lord.
All right, so today we are going to start a journey in a series called It's Messy. And to be honest with you, it has been a file in my computer for the last 6 months where I have been dumping in everything I've been hearing from many of you on subject matter that makes church many times difficult. We're going to talk about how people get led astray by reading the Bible. We're going to talk about the ways in which people have been abusing the authority of God. We're going to talk about the ways that people have experienced hurt in church. We're going to talk about how hard it is to stay in relationships, whether marriages or friendships or just people in general in a setting like this. We're going to talk about I'm looking around the room to see what's the oldest and the youngest person in the room right now. We're going to talk about things relating to birds and bees and things like that that have to do with how do we honor God with our bodies, minds, our soul, our strength. Because to be honest with you, majority of people that come to church have a highly varying opinion about what is acceptable, what's not acceptable, who determines what's acceptable, what makes you the one that tells me how to live my life or to honor God with my mind, heart, soul, body, strength. And so I don't know how long this series is going to go, because every time I've started writing one of the teachings, I've realized I need to write another one. And so I'm almost 100% certain that we're going to take a break on Easter Sunday and talk about the resurrection. But I'll just tell you, that is controversial and messy as well, because there are a lot of people that struggle with the church on Easter Sunday. And so I'm looking forward to us being honest with one another, asking each other questions. And if you are offended and you want to leave, I just want to remind you of the title, It's Messy. And in order for us to get through it together, we're going to have to be willing to sit in the mess together. But the problem is that many of us are exhausted already, and we don't have the emotional strength, the mental strength, the energy at all to want to deal with a mess. And that's why a lot of people stop going to church, is because it is messy. And after a while, you're like, it's just too messy. I don't want to go to somewhere where I'm going to be drained. Why would I want to show up? Because let's be honest, the longer you are in a church, the more of the dirty laundry, so to speak, that you're aware of. The more that you actually are known, warts and all, I guess is the way that the old cliche goes, is like people actually get to know who you are. You can't hide behind masks as often. And it becomes a situation where, wait a minute, if I attend one more Sunday, I might as well be a member. And then you're like, well, I don't want to do that. So we're going to take some time. And I want us to be patient and kind and loving. And there are going to be times where I'm going to just share with you, like Paul told the church in Corinth in multiple occasions. He says, I have not heard directly from the Lord on this, but this is my opinion. It's in Scripture. Paul said it. And so there's going to be some moments and some opportunities where I'm going to share with you from my years of experience in following Jesus what I think the Holy Spirit is saying to us, because at the end of the day, I think there's something better that we should be able to live up to that should be life-giving. It should be attractive. It should smell great. And so hopefully we'll find that. So this Sunday, if this is your first time with us, you are going to have the testimony of saying, I went to church once this year and they talked about money. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. All right. So this is like every now and then they just have to have the Sunday talk. And today's talk happens to be about our generosity and our giving and what we do with money. And this just happened. Like, I can't avoid it because it's messy. It falls into the category. It's like, how much is mine and how much is God's? And why does some churches ask for a W-2? You know, like, it's crazy. But I've run into people in Baltimore City that have worshiped with us that said that they left the church where they were because the pastor said in order to be a member, you had to show your W-2 so they could hold you accountable for your 10%. Well, I'm like, you know, that might not be a bad idea. I'm just kidding. So if you're here for the very first time, I just want to apologize to you. My name is Ellis, and if you come back, my name will still be Ellis, and I'll be happy to have you with us again. But this message isn't for you. Okay, so I just want to go ahead and say, please give us some grace as we talk about some stuff, but I don't want you to feel like any of this has anything to do with you. And you're getting a chance to have a personal, it's basically like, have you ever sat in the food court at the mall and listened to somebody having a very personal conversation? You couldn't avoid it, but yet you were kind of captivated by, okay, how is this going to go? So just pretend like get another extra cup of coffee or tea and sit and listen to us as we try to figure this out and walk through it together. But for those of you that are here, for other reasons, like you are here because this is your church. This is, you call me your pastor. This is for us today. And so I'm excited because even though there's a lot about generosity and money, this is really a message about the vision for our future as a church. And so I'm actually semi-excited about that. But I have to talk about some of the ways in which God uses us. And some of the ways God uses us is the ways in which he's entrusted things to us, as you can get a picture from the verses that we read. But I believe that the future of the Gallery Church is going to be very good for Baltimore City. Can I just like let that just be a statement? Like, and some of us are still struggling with that reality because this has been a couple of hard years for our church. Like prior to the pandemic, we had 2 services, you know, and there was an opportunity for us to be in this space and cross paths with people and interact with more people. And we feel like there's been a whittling away, and our online viewership is as big as our in-person viewership because some people are still struggling to want to be in church on a regular basis. And there's still a lot of sickness going around today. It's part of the reason why we're not having our older gallery kids today is because sickness has come in a fury in this past week to a lot of our people. And so there's a lot of reasons in which we are where we are. But a healthy gallery church is not only good for us, it's good for the people that touch us. The people along the path, the people in your lab, the people in your classroom, the people that are on the bus with you, the people that you're walking to a local diner and participating with. And if you're an Eagles fan, Chiefs fans are good for you, and vice versa. Just remember that today. So let me pray with that being said. So, Father in heaven, we are here because we want to look like Jesus. Whether that was the thought when we walked into this space today or not, the truth is that we are here because Jesus is the best way for us to live. And so we want that image of Christ to be in us. So, Father, would you make us a people that when people see us, they hope? When people bump into us, they feel healed. Father, would you make us a people that create a better future for the people around us and behind us? Father, we should be leaving the world more like the kingdom of God than the kingdoms that are in a power and authority now. So, Father, we want people that are still enslaved today to be set free. Father, that's our vision. We have good news, and we want to walk in it faithfully. Help us not to be distracted by this world. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Gallery Church podcast. I want you to take the message you just received and allow it to go deeply into your mind and heart. Let Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, do the deep work that only He can do. I want to say thank you to everyone who gives to the church. Your gifts make this podcast and ministry possible here in Baltimore and other parts of the world. You can be a part of our work by going to gallerychurchbaltimore.com/give or by downloading the church app from the App Store. You can also subscribe and share these podcasts with your friends and family. Thank you again for listening or watching, and may God's grace and peace be with you.